Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The book of Romans chapter 8 verses 28 to 30. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. That really isn't a good picture. It's not at all what I want. Joe was looking for a picture to print and hang in his living room, so he went to a local photographer and asked for the best picture he had of some beautiful scenery. But the picture displayed on the computer screen in front of Joe wasn't beautiful. It looked out of focus, gray, and pixelated. This was supposed to be the photographer's best work. What Joe did not realize was that the computer had zoomed in on only a fraction of the larger picture. Once the visual was zoomed all the way out, he saw the big picture and just how breathtakingly beautiful it was. When we face suffering in life, it is like Joe looking at that blurry, gray, zoomed-in fraction of the picture. We echo Joe's words when we experience that hardship and say, "This is not at all what I want." But God tells you about the big picture. In that picture, he knew you by name before he even created the world. He chose you, simply out of his grace and mercy, to be his dear child and heir forever. He sent his Son, Jesus, to wash away all your sins by dying on a cross and to give you eternal life by rising from the dead. He calls you to faith and draws you to trust in what he has done for you. He makes you righteous in his sight. Finally, he brings you to be with him in eternal glory. That is God's big picture, his masterpiece of salvation for you, and it is beautiful. If you zoom in on that picture, you will find times of trial and times of triumph, difficult burdens and tremendous joys. Yet God is at work in all of it to accomplish his purpose in the end, bringing his people into his eternal kingdom. So whether you are facing trial or triumph, burden or joy, remember that there is more to the picture than can be seen now. It is all part of God's breathtakingly beautiful work of your eternal salvation. Gracious Lord, thank you for making my salvation complete from beginning to end. Help me never to lose sight of your big picture, especially in difficult times. As you have promised, keep me as your own through faith in Jesus until I see you in glory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.